We're up to the fourth chapter, and the things we're going to discuss in the fourth chapter is that this mitzvah of doing kindness to our fellow man, we have fruits in this world, and the prime merit that we get is in the world to come. We say this in the Mishnah every morning, so the Chafetz Chaim is going to expand on that. And he will also discuss the merits we get from doing kindness with our fellow man. So the Chafetz Chaim says as follows: Bo reit godel midat chesed. Come see how great is this trait of kindness. It is one of the things where we eat the fruits in this world, and the prime, the principle is still waiting for the world to come. Kedita perkalf tepea mishnah aleph. What we say every morning is a mishnah, the first mishnah in tractate Peya. Gam amru chazal, our sages also said, ha-chesed, the kindness that we do, omedet la-adam ad sof kol ha-dorot. The merits remain with the person to the end of all the generations. A person does an act of kindness, the merits are waiting for the person and his children and his grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren for generations to come. Shneimar, the verse says in Tehillim, v'chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireav. God's kindness is from world to world over those that fear Him. Aval tzedakah, people think charity is a big thing. Charity is a big thing. But charity isn't as big as kindness. When you give a shekel to charity, you did a good thing, you did a mitzvah. When you helped your roommate clear his stuff, carry his stuff, you did chesed, that lasts forever. When you did charity, that lasts at shlosha dorot, for three generations. Shneimar, the verse says, v'tzidkato livnei vanim. A person's charity lasts for three generations, still his grandchildren. Why is it that King David referred to kindness as the kindness of God? As the Chafetz Chaim explained earlier, when we act kindly down below, we arouse kindness from above. That God should treat us with kindness. You remember the Chafetz Chaim's allegory. The way we treat others is the way God ultimately treats us. It's also the merit that stands up for a person when he's in a time where he's under pressure. Things are going bad for him. Like the Talmud tells us in Avodah Zarah, Tanu Rabbanan, the Talmud tells us the following story. Kshenitpas Rabbi Elazar ben Prata v'Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. We know Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion was one of the great rabbis, one of the ten sages that was murdered brutally by the Romans, tortured to death. So he was captured, he was taken into Roman captivity together with Rabbi Elazar ben Prata. Amalo Rabbi Elazar ben Prata Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. So Rabbi Elazar ben Prata turned to the great sage Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion and said to him, Ashrecha shenitpasta al chamisha dvarim v'ata nitzol. Praised are you that you were caught over five demeanors. There were five different things that you did in observance of the Torah that the Romans are holding you, now they're holding you in prison for, and you're going to make it out alive. Oy li shenitpasti al davar chad v'eini nitzol. Woe to me that I only did one demeanor. There was only one point I did in accordance with the Torah that the Romans are putting me in jail for. V'eini nitzol, and even so, I'm not going to make it out alive. Sh'ata asakta b'Torah v'gmnut chesed. Because you spent your life investing in learning Torah and doing kindness to others. And that's why you're going to make it out alive. V'ani lo asakti ila b'Torah bilvad. And I spent my days primarily in Torah study. V'chid ravuna, like ravuna Torah, kol ha'osek b'Torah bilvad, domek mishen lo eloah. If someone only deals in Torah throughout his life, he does not invest in kindness with the correct amount, meaning the more Torah you know, the more kindness you have to do. There is a certain proportion that has to be there. So if a person switches the proportion, he invests so much in his Torah, and even though he does kindness, he doesn't do the proportionate amount, the corresponding amount of kindness that he should, it's as though he has no God. You guys hear the words? He's learning Torah all day, but he's not investing enough time in doing kindness with his fellow man. It's as though he has no God. Shneimar, the verse says, V'yamim rabim Yisrael elo Elohei emet. The verse in Chronicles, Nivra Yamim, says, a long period passed where the Jews had no true God. What's that verse referring to? Haynu mi she'osek b'Torah bilvad. It's referring to the Jews who spent all their day learning Torah, and not doing kindness with their fellow men. What does it mean he has no God? He believes in God. He says Shema Yisrael. He has a mezuzah on his door that says Shema Yisrael. He believes in God. But the protection that one should have, that comes from the connection, the level of connection that a person on his level should have with God, that protection he does not have. Because when God sees that a person is learning Torah, and he does not take a correct amount of time, a proportionate amount of time to helping others, then God isn't there for him when he needs him. The guy spent his whole life learning. It's not enough. God says, there's a certain proportion. We don't know exact numbers. But there's a certain amount of time. The more Torah you learn, the more you're expected to do kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, look over there in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Rav Elazar ben Parto certainly did kindness. He was the head of the fund for this and the head of the fund for that. He did a lot of kindness. The Gemara says, yeah, but he didn't do enough. He did much more than most of us do. But he didn't do enough considering the level of Torah he was on. On his level, he should have done even more than that. And he knew that. And so he said, I'm not going to make it out of here alive. So the Chafetz Chaim taught us today, look at how great this trait of kindness is, that we eat the fruits in the world, in this world. It's one of the mitzvahs where we get fruits from in this world. You help your roommate, you help your neighbor. When you'll need help, he'll help you. You do get fruits from being a kind person in this world. But the principle is still waiting for the world to come. It's something that the merits last for all generations. It's not like tzedakah, which only lasts three generations. And it is what ensures that a person will have extra protection from above, like the story we just saw between Rabbi Elazar ben Parto and Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, that even though Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion was caught on 5 points where he kept the Torah in defiance of the Roman rule, nonetheless he would make it out alive this time, as opposed to Rabbi Elazar ben Parto, who was only caught over one item that he did in defiance of the Roman rule, and nonetheless Rabbi Elazar ben Parto was killed. And Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion made it out alive that time because Rabbi Elazar ben Parto did not do enough kindness for his level, and Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion did.